It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. Officials with the State Department of Transportation finalized a plan today aimed at easing congestion along a heavily used stretch of U.S. Highway 36 between Denver and Boulder. Although some controversy emerged over details of the plan, many area business leaders say it will help the region's long-term economy. KUNC's Erin O'Toole has more.
Under the agreement, a consortium of companies called Plenary Roads Denver will construct new toll and express lanes on U.S. 36 between Boulder and Denver, and they'll maintain the road and collect tolls for 50 years. Joshua Lindenstein, a reporter with the Boulder County Business Report, says the mayors of Boulder and Broomfield both support the plan, as do the Boulder and Denver Chambers of Commerce.
Towns like Boulder and Broomfield have a lot to gain by congestion being cleared up on 36. I mean, Boulder has the issue of so much of its workforce commuting into the town with office parks and stuff there along 36 in their community that they're trying to attract business to. So, I mean, it ultimately comes down to how it affects the actual people in the cars. 5 years from now or 10 years from now, everybody's commuting lives are better because of this. The uproar will certainly have subsided.
Yeah, we heard a lot of pushback recently, but the plan really has been in the works for a while. Why did the opposition come out so late in the game?
Well, I think CDOT officials themselves have kind of come out and admitted that they probably could have done a better job communicating along the way about what the contract means. People, you know, have watched the news over the years and seen, hey, US 36 is going to be improved and we're going to get these bus rapid transit lanes. And then when details of the contract finally start coming out and people read about, you know, possibilities of a $28 round trip to Denver in the toll lane or right. with the HOV going from 2 to 3, and it catches them off guard because it impacts their lifestyle or their commute to work. And they say, well, geez, hold on. Why are we just seeing this now, right before the contract comes out?
Right. Maybe it's the details coming to light so late that people found sketchy.
I think another factor is that people in the Northwest kind of metro area here, I think, probably still feel a little snake bitten from the whole fast tracks thing. You know, I mean, this area voted for it pretty strongly, and it looks like, you know, most places in the metro area are getting it or have it, and it could be decades before it reaches Boulder or wherever. That's not directly related to this, but it's probably something in the back of people's minds.
That was Joshua Lindenstein with the Boulder County Business Report. CDOT signed the 50-year contract with the Plenary Group today. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.